So, good morning, everyone. My name is Mariana Del Corso. I am a PhD student in Auburn University, and today I'm going to present a study about irrigation and nitrogen effects on corn yield and spectroreflectance in Alabama. I'm going to show just the previous result, and let's start it. So first, I'd like to start with a brief introduction. And managing nitrogen under irrigation can be a real challenge for farmers. Nitrogen is a very dynamic nutrient and can be easily lost through the growing season, especially under massive water regimes. In order to avoid nitrogen loss and increase nitrogen use efficiency, we want to synchronize the application of this nutrient with the nutrient demand, with the crop demand, sorry. And we also want to applicate the water. We want to have like a good management of the water. So farmers in Alabama, they understand this concept, and they are splitting the nitrogen application, and they are applying this nutrient at one third of this nutrient at pre-plant, and the remaining amount, two thirds, at V6. They are using the center pivot to apply this nutrient, so they are using the irrigation system to apply this nutrient. So we have to be careful with the irrigation. Previous research have found that if we maintain photosynthetic tissues for a longer time, we can increase nitrogen uptake post-silking. And that's what we want. We want to have this the photosynthetic for a long time and see if we can uptake more nitrogen at silking. And our research wants to see if application of nutrient of nitrogen at V14 can increase grain yield. Another important information is that farmers in Alabama are applying 300 kilograms per hectare in of nitrogen. And this rate is much higher. It's higher than the recommended rate by Auburn University. So the objectives of this study is to determine the effects of two different timings with two different rates and under three different water regimes. And we also want to use the spectroreflectance to predict grain yield. For this study, this study was conducted in 2016 and 2017 in Shorter, Alabama, and we use a split plot design with three rates of irrigation and five levels of nitrogen. As a source of nitrogen, we use urea ammonium nitrate, and we use a drop orifice plate nozzle. And for the irrigation, we had 50%, 75%, and 100% of the field capacity. As I said before, this is the nitrogen treatments that I have. And the control was supposed to be zero additional nitrogen, but we had a problem with our equipment, and we end up applying 65 kilograms. Treatment 2 and treatment 4 received the same amount of nitrogen, but treatment 2 was split at 2 times, and treatment 4 was split at 3 times. Treatment 3 and treatment 5 received the same amount of nitrogen, 207 kilograms per hectare, but treatment 3 was split at 2 times, while treatment 5 was split at 3 times. So this is just a diagram with my data collection at the nitrogen treatment. And I start to collect data at V6 in corn. And the nitrogen applications were in V6. pre-planting V6 and V14. So now, I'd like to share the results with you, starting with 2016. So this is the average grain yield for 2016, and we see the response to water within nitrogen rates, and we can see that there is an interaction between the facts of both facts at 0.5. And I want to drive your attention for blocks 2 and 4, and this is the lowest nitrogen rate that I had, and my irrigation did not affect differently the nitrogen for the grain yield. However, if we see the box number 5, we can see that 100% of irrigation performed worse than the 75%. So the message here is what is water doing with the nitrogen in the soil? So it is decreasing. So if you have less water, we have a higher yield, grain yield. So now I want to talk about the spectroreflectance, and I collect spectroreflectance at three different growth stages. And I use the crop circle sensor. And with this sensor, it measures NDVI, near infrared, red and red edge. And we can calculate different vegetation index. But for this study, we calculate NDVI, NDRE, and CI. When we calculate the NDRE and we correlate with, and we did a linear regression with grain yield, we had the highest R-squared with NDVI. So they had, NDRE can have a higher R-squared with grain yield, and then this tool can be also a tool that we can predict nitrogen deficiency for the next step of this research. We want to see, we want to check that, the nitrogen deficiency during the growing season. So now I'd like to start with 2017. And this is the average grain yield for 2017. And as you can see here, the treatments perform similar to each other. And we also don't see the irrigation effects here, because there was no need for irrigation this year. It was a very wet year, and we didn't irrigate at all. However, when we check the nitrate in the stalk, we can see that we had my highest nitrogen impact provide like a greater amount of nitrate in the stalk. However, Verville et al. Said that if we have nitrate below 250 ppm, it can be an indication of nitrogen deficiency. So this is just a preliminary result, and in 2016, applications of 270 kilograms resulted in the highest grain yield under 75% of irrigation of field capacity. Plants may present nitrogen deficiency even if we apply 270 kilograms per hectare, and NDRE presented the highest R-squared compared with NDVI and CI during the growing season. And if you have questions, I'm here to answer them. Thank you.